Oh, yeah. That's what we like. It's the Mornings with Ed show, and welcome to the program live in studio with Kid Eyes, a couple of guys, Ben Epand and Greg Kahn. Brand new single out called Malibu. We'll be hearing that in just a little bit. They just released their latest EP. We'll talk to them about that. But first, let's hear a song called Take Me Back in Time from our beautiful Julie Lawton Design Build Studios here in Laguna Beach. Please welcome Kid Eyes.
Not ready to fall apart. Too young, but that's my fault. It's not for the faint of hearts. Clocks been ticking from the start. Too many lost in nights. I miss living the candlelight. Running out of things to say. Do I still impress you? Can we call this lie? Take me back in time. Take me back in time. We were head over heels. Running circles on Silver Lake. A bottle's empty, I'm still awake. My phone reminds me of my mistakes. Swiping right just to fill the space. Don't live in this heartbreak lies. I know the truth's behind your eyes. Will you let your heart surprise? Can I still impress you? Can we curve this lie? Back in time, we were head over heels, lost at the wheel.
Band is Kid Eyes. The new EP is self-titled Kid Eyes. That's Ben and Greg. That was called Take Me Back in Time. They have a San Diego show tomorrow night at the Casbah. We'll be talking to them about that when we bring them in. Let's hear their latest release. This song is called Malibu. Once again from the Julie Lawton Design Build Studios here in Laguna Beach, live with Kid Eyes.
Been running down the same old road for miles and miles. Been waking up too late. I can't catch a break, can't catch a break. And I know I've been holding on to this dead end job. It's not worth a dime of reserve. As I go, it's wrong to think it's our sunny skies and California dreamers. Been sitting on that stained yellow couch for days and nights. And I know I had enough, but who's to say I don't deserve the digger? I wanna be in Malibu, I wanna sing your favorite tune. So sick of being where I am. I wanna drive that fancy car straight down that boulevard to a party in Hollywood. Lost in the city, city won't break me. Lost in the city, city won't shake me. Lost in the city, city won't break me. City won't take me, city won't shake me. Holding on, this dream, I make it better. I moan, I take it. Holding on, this dream, I make it better. I moan, I take it.
Live inside the Julie Lawton Design Build Studios on the Mornings with Ed show. That is Kid Eyes Live, Ben and Greg. Brand new single, you just heard it, called Malibu off of the self-titled EP. Let's hear some more music, some great music off of them. This one's called Let Go. Let's get them in here and have a little conversation and hear Let Go. Kid Eyes, KX93.5.
making mistakes, giving it space, but I refuse to.
So don't look.
The band is Kid Eyes. That song was called Let Go. And we've got them live in studio with us. This is Ben and Greg. Ben, am I pronouncing Epand correct?
You are spot on. I'm impressed with that.
Right on, man.
Spot on.
Ben Epand and Greg Kahn. That song was called Let Go. And by the way, I got to do this, man, Greg. Kahn! All right. I'm sorry,
the
man. I had to do that, man. So the new EP, self-titled, and the second song you did out of the gate was Malibu. Mm. Cool vibe to that, man. Nice, cool. Man. It's almost an asking song where I would want, I'd want to hear that everywhere I go, man. Tell me about the writing behind that song.
Man, it's a funny story, and it was completely spontaneous, and I mean, Greg, I feel like, Greg, you can nail this one.
I mean, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, originally.
All right, man.
And Ben's from Connecticut.
Sorry about the Browns, dude. So sorry. We'll talk later.
Last night was disaster.
We'll talk later.
So, you know, California is, I think, from a Midwestern perspective, you know, you just think of the ocean, you think of the rocks, you think of Malibu, and it's this, like, you know, this benchmark, this, you know, this flag in the, you know, at the edge of the ocean that you just, if you can get there, if the journey takes you there, like, you know, you get to Malibu, and then from there you kind of figure it out. And then you get to LA,
right?
And then you realize that you're not in Malibu, you're in this giant city,
right?
And you're not going to take over the city in a night. It's going to be a long journey, and it's a one-way trip. So, you know, for me, when I got to LA, it was, you drive out to Malibu, and, you know, you do these canny trips, and you realize there's these mansions, and there's this life. And it's just, it's all these things that you may never obtain. And is that really what it's for? Is that your calling, or is it something deeper? Is it within the rocks of Malibu? Is it somewhere in this place beyond the flash? You know, where's the substance? And so I think, you know, Ben and I both coming, you know, being musicians and artists and following that journey individually and collectively and then both kind of, you know, sitting on that vibe and understanding that, and then. So one night we were in the studio, we were writing a song, and we were, you know, trying to figure out, like, what are we writing, and what's the language, like, what's the lyrics, what's everything. So we were on the internet, we were fishing around for headlines and things, and
right.
And we came across this really funny headline about Chris Martin having his 40th birthday, this ridiculous, like, extravagant birthday in Malibu. And it sounded like, you know, he was like a kid, like living his like ultimate fantasy.
He got on a pony and everything.
Yeah. You know, it was a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory themed party.
For a 40-year-old man.
But it was a star-studded event. And literally, we're just like, and we had just kind of met. You know, we met through a mutual manager friend. And and Greg's just like, look at this guy. You know, look at this guy. And then screamed out like, I want to be in Malibu. And I was like, I want to be in Malibu. And no joke, I was playing four chords. We wrote the chorus in about 30 seconds. The next night, I recorded the entire song on, like, some of those guitars on there, they weren't recorded really well. Right. And there's moments where I was like, maybe we should redo this. But it was just it was a moment.
Right.
Like, we could never recreate that.
Right. It was capturing lightning in a bottle at that point. And Greg, you're right. Ben, you did nail it, man. When you explained the hunger and the thirst of, you nailed it, dude. Way to explain that. Right on. Now, you mentioned you're both transplants to LA, Connecticut over here and Cleveland over here. So I'm imagining not insane music scenes. Cleveland has a pretty decent music scene.
It's a great music scene. It's just, it doesn't have like it's not vast. It's not, you know, you come to LA and there's just so many different genres and so many, and any given night you can see just like so many different kinds of music and you get thrusted into this culture that I love Cleveland. I wear them on my sleeve and it's a very rock heavy town.
Right.
You know, and you have, you know, Motown just, you know, 2 hours away in Detroit. And so, you know, I felt like I grew up in a very rich kind of music.
You got the Hall of Fame there.
Oh, yeah, you got the Hall of Fame. Right. I mean, it's my parents are huge music fans. So I felt like I had a great music upbringing. But then once I got to LA, it was like the roof kind of like came off. And I was like, wow, like there's so much I'm being exposed to.
Now, coming from out of town into LA, let me ask you this. If you're a surfer here, and let's say you come in from out of town and nobody recognizes you on the surfers are kind of douchey, man. They'll push you off a wave or whatever, you know? Is it the same way in music? Like, or do you find it more welcoming?
I mean, that is a great question. I do feel like within, like, there's this LA local scene, and it does feel, there's a lot of elements of people wanting to support each other. But it, you know, at the end of the day, I do think, you know, a lot of you kind of have to be out for yourself, but at the same time you have to, you know, it's a karma game and you have to be out there to support your friends. And, you know, for us, all my friends are musicians or artists. And I feel like it's so important to go out there and support them. But there's a lot of other people that don't, you know, they are, my last name is douchebag.
Douchey,
or douchey.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I get that. I get that. And have you found your stride yet? And the places you like to play. Have you found that yet?
Well, we just ended a residency in Highland Park.
I heard it at the Hi-Hat. What a great spot that is, man.
Great
it's
room.
A, it's a great spot, and you know we had three nights. So you know by the third night, you feel like it's your stage, So it, you know, there's something to be said about a residency and playing a place, you know, multiple times. But there's so many venues in LA, and there's so many iconic venues in LA, and some that aren't iconic anymore are out of breath, and some that are like all of a sudden like becoming, you know, the new spot. So things change, everything's in flux, and at the end of the day, it's just about, you know, being very present as an artist and just, you know, feeling like this is the right moment. This is where I'm at. And this is, and that's what's important, I feel like.
Let me ask you about the first song we heard, which actually it stopped everybody in the room, man. And we had people watching you from the window over here. Take Me Back in Time. The song just screams, it begs of emptiness, man. For me, it, am I wrong?
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, the first line is, you know, not ready to fall apart.
Right.
Too young, but that's my fault. You know, it comes from a very vulnerable place. It's you know, not being too stuck in nostalgia in the past, but knowing that you can't let go of the past and not knowing where you're headed.
Right. Tell me about where you found that. Where'd you feeling? Where'd you find
the
that?
Genesis of our existence in terms of Greg and I, like we met at just both of us were coming out of band breakups.
Right.
I was coming out of a breakup with my ex-girlfriend who was in my band.
Oh, dude.
We both were sort of questioning our entire existence in terms of back to what you were saying about like living in the dreamer mentality, the artist life of California dreaming in Los Angeles. And so we met, and a lot of the existence of this EP that we've put out is the struggle and trying to overcome that struggle and self-doubt. So that song specifically too, like it's we're trying to like we're trying to like relate. It was, it's totally personal, but also so many people can share that sentiment, I think.
Right. If you're just joining us, we are live in studio with Kid Eyes. They have a brand new single out called Malibu. It's part of their brand new self-titled EP, Kid Eyes. Ben and Greg with us. San Diego show tomorrow night at the Casbah. Another great spot, man. You guys are just filling up these great spots. So, well, listeners in San Diego, we got a ton of listeners in San Diego. What are we expecting from the show tomorrow?
You'll expect a ton of sweat from us, ton of heart, ton of passion.
We just heard that, man. We just heard all that right here.
And
very cool. Very cool.
And you know, I think our tagline to this whole project is like, none of this is perfect.
Right.
And I think that's like, I think for me, that's just been my mantra of late. Right. And I think, you know, I could speak for Ben too. I think
we'll be living on the edge tomorrow. So just hanging on.
Let me ask you a question here, and kind of a serious question here, Ben. You at the same time broke up with a band and a girl within the band. If you get other band members to join and you find yourselves nearing a relationship, are you going to stay away from relationships with band members from now on? Is that something that you
Without a doubt, absolutely. And we were talking about this on the drive up. It's just like just functioning
professionally.
Everything's got to be really. It's just got to be tight.
You don't want to say the B word, but it is a business, and we do have to eat, and we do have to steer this thing where we want it to go. And sometimes it's tough, man, because you know art and music. It's there's elements of it. It's a selfish thing. It's so many things. but at the end of the day, and I think what we talked about earlier is that you can't take, you know, it's your life and you can't take your hands off the wheel. And there's so many people that have helped this thing and will continue to help this thing. And it takes a village. But at the end of the day, you go to sleep by yourself, you wake up by yourself, and you got to carry this thing, you know, all the time.
Right.
And so it's just,
Yeah, I get it. I absolutely get it. Now, you just shot a video.
Yeah.
You just shot a, tell me about the shooting of the video and how much creative control you had over the video as opposed to the music you produce.
I mean, the music video was a complete genesis of the director, who is my brother.
Okay.
And you know, Greg and I were kind of bouncing ideas around, and it was kind of a collective agreement. And, you know, when my brother Dan, you know, had this idea and the treatment kind of just made sense. And we literally were along for the ride, and we got all of our friends. We pulled a lot of favors. We had, you know, friends that are artists and musicians who were so happy to lend, you know, they were happy to lend their time to us. And we took them literally to Palmdale on the hottest day of the year. It was 110 degrees.
Welcome to hell.
Yeah, it was brutal, and it was a really long shoot day. But I got to say, you know, my brother just knocked it out of the park. We're so happy with the outcome.
Right on. All right, the band is Kid Eyes. It's Ben Epand and Greg They got a show tomorrow night in San Diego at the Casbah. Go check them out. The new single is called Malibu. The self-titled EP can be found. Where can we find your music? Where do we find you online?
Spotify, baby.
I mean, if you don't know by now, it's like we're everywhere. Spotify, Apple, all that. We're everywhere.
All right. Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah. Thanks for coming in. I hope you guys roll back through here pretty soon, right?
Thanks, brother. Hey, thank you, man. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. Yeah. Band is Kid Eyes. Thank you.